President Obama has now made a statement himself about what's happening in Egypt. He said he has personally urged Egyptian President Mubarak to refrain from using violence against peaceful demonstrators.
I also call upon the Egyptian government to reverse the actions that they've taken to interfere with access to the internet, to cell phone service, and to social networks that do so much to connect people in the 21st century. At the same time, those protesting in the streets have a responsibility to express themselves peacefully. Violence and destruction will not lead to the reforms that they seek.
President Obama referring there to a shutdown of internet access in Egypt over the past 24 hours. It began just after midnight last night, local time in Cairo. Experts say more than 85% of the internet traffic into and out of the country has been stopped. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has been following this story today.
From the people I talked to today, the consensus is that the Egyptian government made some phone calls to the big internet service providers in the country and told them to basically make Egypt disappear from the internet.
How hard is it to do?
Well, in Egypt's case, it's not really very hard at all. The country has four or five internet service providers, big ISPs. All of those ISPs have very close ties to the government. One expert who looks at internet traffic today said that you could make probably four, five, six phone calls and get those ISPs to essentially cut off the internet.
And does it appear that it's just the internet that's been blocked?
No. And in fact, in large swaths of the country, especially in big cities, Cairo, Alexandria, Suez, reports coming in today that cell phone coverage is out, SMS text messaging isn't working. There were even reports that there were some landlines out in Cairo. And you have to understand that with cell phone penetration being so much higher than internet penetration in Egypt, there are many out there saying that the loss of being able to use cell phones, would actually hurt protesters even more.
Now, many are saying, Clark, this is unprecedented in the history of the internet, you know, blockage on such a large scale in a populous country like Egypt. Do you think that's fair?
Well, I mean, recently we saw Tunisia and the protests in Tunisia, and we saw, I would call it tinkering in comparison with what Egypt has done. Certainly Iran did more after the 2009 elections, but they didn't completely block access. I mean, the only like complete blockages we've seen in recent years have been in countries like Burma and Nepal. But, you know, in those cases, neither of those countries are as reliant on the internet and modern communications as Egypt is. I mean, just think of all the tourists that go to Egypt and rely on cell phones and email and things like that. So what's unprecedented maybe is a country of this size and the extent to which they've blocked it. I spoke earlier today with Robert Guerra, who directs the Internet Freedom Project at Freedom House in Washington, and he told me that he felt the move could actually backfire on the Egyptian government.
Disconnecting from the internet is drawing the attention in a way that hasn't really happened before and is a real test now, not only of the citizens in Egypt, but it's a real test to see what the U.S. government and other governments will do, because they say that the internet is the oxygen for civic action. Well, what happens when the oxygen gets cut?
All right, Clark, what happens when the oxygen gets cut?
Well, there is one internet service provider in the country that is apparently still functioning. Many people believe that that's because it's the ISP that's used by a major Egyptian bank and the stock exchange, and that's why it's still up and running. Some around the world are providing, you remember, good old-fashioned dial-up modems. They're providing phone numbers that people can call in Egypt for basically dial-up service. There are groups looking at ways to spread information through ham radio and shortwave. One of the funniest things watching it today, you know, via social networking sites like Twitter, if you're following it on Twitter, there's still a raft of information, not a lot of it coming out from tweets from within the country, but certainly news that is trickling out is being disseminated widely. And also watching Al Jazeera English, which is still up and running and is being seen by people around the world, it makes you wonder that if the Egyptian government wanted to cut off internet access so that word couldn't get out about what was going on, it doesn't seem to be working all that well.
Yeah, somehow or another, that news is getting out. The world's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.